I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. It'll be a couple of weeks before a contractor installs the final piece on top of the Iowa-bound arches for the new I-74 bridge, and everyone's excited about it. Danielle Alvarez, project manager from the Iowa DOT, calls the final piece the keystone, and workers will assemble its two ribs and two struts before installation.
They'll actually pull back on the stays that we have supporting the arch, and then they're going to install some other temporary, I'll call them instruments, to spread the two ends of the arch apart to receive the keystone. So as far as installation process goes, it's a more confined area, and it's best constructed to put all four of those together and fly it up as one single piece.
The keystone will be nearly 38 feet long and will close the top of the arches.
We've got some preparation to do before that would go in the air. We're going to have to put up some temporary contraptions to help us spread out the ends of the arch to receive the keystone, and some more preparatory type work similar to what we did with, you know, the stays as we progressed with erection over the rest of the arch.
On the Illinois-bound side, Alvarez says a crew has completed milling and painting the four large piers for the second set of arches, and she says work is going well on the Bettendorf and Moline parts of the $1.2 billion I-74 project. The project team's goal is to complete the Iowa-bound bridge and open it to traffic in the second half of this year. I'm Michelle O'Neill.